I want to do one concrete run, one market all the way through and see the row come out the other end.
Pick the market.
ETH_USDC Binance quotes it. It is the most boring pair on earth, and I want to see the one row it produces.
It produces eight.
Eight rows from one market.
Eight, and every step that multiplies it is a step that looks like it does nothing.
Then let us walk it. The job starts in sync, in pricing graph sync. First real line calls mapper.sync,
which reads the price table and comes back with a map. Venue name and the markets that venue priced in the last day. 2,710 of them across 14 venues.
Ours is one entry in that map. Binance, ETH_USDC.
And the mapper splits it. Cut on the underscore and you have two tickers, ETH and USDC.
Then it maps them. Except they are already mapped. Surely, Binance is the most covered venue there is.
Both confirmed. So map market symbols does two reads and writes nothing at all. That is the ordinary case and it is worth seeing, because the step that does nothing is the step people delete.
Find nothing written, back in sync.
Back in sync and now the loop over chains, 12 of them. And this is where one becomes eight, so slow down.
Take Ethereum first. Resolve symbols to addresses with the two tickers.
It goes to the confirmed mappings and gets two coin identifiers. ETH means the coin called Ethereum. USDC means the coin called US-coin.
Then the coin list gives each one its address on Ethereum.
USDC does. 0x0b86 and so on the real contract. Ethereum returns nothing.
Nothing on its own chain.
Its Ethereum address column is null. It is null on Optimism 2 and Base and Arbitrum. A native coin is a balance the chain tracks itself. There is no contract for the vendor to record.
So the base side of the most liquid market on the chain resolves to nothing, and we are done.
That is the version that shipped in my head too. What actually happens is that the resolver checks whether the coin is that chain's native asset, and if it is, it hands back the chain's wrapped token instead. On Ethereum, that is WETH.
Because a pool cannot hold the native coin.
A pool holds tokens. So the market says Ethereum, the pool says WETH, and the only place those two facts meet is that one branch.
Right, so now I have two addresses, and I go looking for a pool.
Get swap pool pairs for chain, on Ethereum's own database instance. It returns every distinct token pair any pool on that chain holds.
And one of them is WETH against USDC.
Two of them are. One pool holds WETH first, another holds USDC first.
Which is the same market?
Which is the same market, quoted upside down. Derive edges records both, the second one flagged inverted, meaning whatever reads it takes one over the price.
So Ethereum alone gives me two rows.
Two, and we have 11 chains left.
Optimism next. Same two tickers, same two coin identifiers.
Different addresses. USDC on Optimism is 0x0b2c. A completely different contract from the Ethereum one. And Ethereum the coin is null again, so it falls to Optimism's wrapped token, which is 0x4200, ending in 6.
And Optimism has both orderings too.
Both, two more rows, that is 4.
Base.
Base's USDC is 0x8335. And Base's wrapped Ether is 0x4200, ending in 6.
That is the same address as Optimism.
Same address, different chain. Two chains agreeing on a number is not a coincidence. That address is a predeploy, and several chains put their wrapped Ether at the same one.
Then the pair on Base and the pair on Optimism are different pairs.
Because the quote differs. If both sides had matched, you would have had one edge derived twice, and the right refuses a statement that names one row twice, so the run has to hand it over once.
Which it does.
Which it does because sync keeps a set as it collects. Two more rows from base. That is six.
Arbitrum and I can guess. Its own USDC, its own wrapped ether, both orderings.
0xa F88 for the USDC, 0x82 a F for the wrapped ether. Two rows, eight.
And the other eight chains?
Nothing. Either no pool holds that pair, or the chain has no address for one side. Silence is the common answer, and it costs nothing.
So eight rows and the right.
Replace pricing graph edges. The whole derivation, 596 rows across every chain, hours among them, goes to one statement that deletes what is gone, inserts what is new, and updates a direction that flipped.
How much of that does it actually write?
On a run where the world had not changed, two rows, 596 derived, two written.
So the expensive part is deriving, not writing.
4 minutes deriving, milliseconds writing, which is the opposite of where I would have looked for the cost.
All right, go back to my one row. Where exactly did it multiply?
Four times, and none of them look like multiplication. The chain loop is four. A native coin resolving to a wrapped token keeps the base side alive instead of dropping it. Both orderings of the same pool double it. And that is it, one market, four chains, two directions.
The myth being that a market is a market.
A market is a market. A pool is a pair of addresses on one chain in one order. Every row in that table exists because those two things do not line up, and eight is what one boring pair costs to say properly.